My name is Yay. I'm from Turkey, and this is my story. I moved to Newcastle in February 2020. When I moved here, my priority was to continue my education because I had to left my university in Turkey before I came here, and I was in my third year actually. I was going really good, but I had left. So yeah, my priority was that one, my education. I was trying to research. I was trying to find some ways to have to get in the uni, when you're an asylum seeker. But I experienced lots of challenges about this. The main one is I contacted with an, educational advisor, and all he told me was like, you cannot be accepted to university because you're an asylum seeker, and they will reject you, and that will be a bad mark on your application form. So I don't recommend you to apply for university. I became really upset. I was depressed. I was desperate, really. And there in Leeds, there was a charity, HARP. And so Rose McCarthy helped me a lot in this process. And she brought lady, young lady for me to the hotel just to make me encouraged to do the application and prepare the application form. Thank you very much, Mary Brandon. I am just gonna say the names and thank again. And then I prepared my application form, but after that advisor told me these, I just changed my mind and I, decided not to apply for university. And after I moved to Newcastle, I heard about a girl who is an asylum seeker as well, and applied for university and I got accepted. And then I said, why not? Why not? It's worth a try. And I prepared a personal statement about me. I wrote everything about me myself. And I didn't have a degree, but I put everything I have. Then I applied for universities, not really hopefully. And I applied for Nottingham University as well in Newcastle and Greenwich University in London. So both of them accepted me. It was a conditional offer. They wanted me to take the IELTS exam and get more than 6.5. And I got 7.5 instead. So it was really easy then. After that moment, after my application, after I got my offers, it was really easy because then you became more motivated to do something and it pushed you really. So yeah, and after that process, the financial issues was the main issue for me because the thing is, government is not paying for your tuition fees when you're an asylum seeker, when you don't have a refugee status. There are universities that are offering sanctuary scholarships for asylum seekers, and you need to find them. You need to apply for that universities instead of the ones that they're not given. So I applied for that universities, and Northumbria asked me to attend an interview. And in that interview, I again explained myself and my situation in this country. I, provided my immigration documents and stuff. So they awarded me with the scholarship. And now I'm not paying anything to the uni. I'm really thankful for that. And I will receive £1,000 per year to contribute my living costs from the university. And this is my story. And now I am studying law in Northumbria University. As an asylum seeker, you should really start with applying through UCAS. First of all, beforehand, applying for through UCAS, you can ask for to universities if whether they will accept you or not beforehand, because in the UCAS system you only have five university options to choose. So if you can ask the universities, email them beforehand, it will be good for you. So I didn't do that, so I got three rejections. It will be good for you. And take the IELTS exam before your application if you are confident with your English. So I was confident with my English, but I didn't take the exam before. So maybe if I would get the 7.5 from IELTS before I apply for the universities, maybe I could get into, better universities such as like Manchester or Birmingham. my own university is good as well, but you know, just in the Russell Group universities. So if you take the IELTS exam before, if you are confident with your English, then do it, and then put your IELTS result in your application as well.
So as an asylum seeker, it could be hard to pay the IELTS fee because it's £180 and it's quite expensive for an asylum seeker. And there is a very useful charity that you can send an email and ask for help, and it's called RefuAid, refuaid.net.com. So you can contact with them and ask, how can I pay my IELTS fee? And they will probably help you with it. And they helped me, so they will help you as well.
After applying through UCAS, you will get some offers. If you don't take the IELTS exam, you can get conditional offers, which would ask you to take the exam. You should look at all the opportunities that university will provide you. If you are not living in that city, so I'm right now living in Newcastle with my family, so I really don't need much money for my living costs. But if you will go somewhere else, like, you know, if you live in Newcastle and go to Manchester, then you need more money to survive, so because the government will not give you. So you should take a look at all university scholarship amounts. You can go through star-network.org.uk and look all universities and how much they offer the scholarship to you. Then you can see, yeah, I will choose that university, and yeah, I will going to live there. Then they will probably want some proof of documentation about your immigration status, and you will provide them, and that will be all you got into uni. Sorry, before all this, personal statement is the key point of your application. Just remember that, and you should write it really carefully. I didn't have a PC when I wrote my personal statement, so I spent my 2 weeks in the library. So it'll be easier if you have a PC at home and internet, so you can write and you can see the structure on UCAS on the website.
Also, I would like to thank some very special people at the end of my speech. I would like to thank to Barbara Pounder, Mary Brandon, Sue Clough and Rose McCarty, and they are so valuable people for me. And again, thank you very much for your helps. It was such a luck to meet them. So if they wouldn't be in my life, I would never be in this position right now. So yeah, thank you very much for giving me a chance to say their names.
That's all, I think. Hopefully it helps.